Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding already on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Seder Tkios Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. The Tkios that one blows in Rosh Hashanah should be three of three each, meaning Malchios, Sechronos, and Shofros, each with three Tkios. Each Tkia being defined as a Tkia true Tkia. So you need a Tkia true Tkia for three Tkias true Tkias for Malchios, three for Zechronos, three for Shofros. Shir Tkia Kishalosh Truos, the length of a Tkia is three Truos, for Shir Trua Kishalosh Yavavos, and the length of a Trua is three Yavavos, which are very tiny sounds. Taka Berishona Mashach Beshnia, if a person blew the first Tkia of Seder Malchios, and in the second Tkia of Seder Malchios, he extended the sound Kishtayim, the length of two Tkios, so you might think that should count as the first Tkia for Seder Zechronos. Ein Biado Alachas. No, he's not Yotze second Tkia with that, it only counts as one Tkia. Misha Berach, someone who davened Musaf and Rosh Hashanah and made the three brachas of Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, but didn't blow shofar, v'achar kach nismana lo shofar, and then he first got a shofar, tokeh mureva tokeh shalosh pamim. He should blow tkiah tru tkiah three times consecutively, keneged Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, even though he's not actually doing it during Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. Keshem shesheh tzibur chayiv, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayiv. Just like the Shiach Tzibur is chayiv to daven, so every single person is chayiv to daven the musaf themselves, and they shouldn't rely on the Shiach Tzibur being motzi them in the tefillah. We do have a chazaras hashatz, but that's only for people who don't know how to daven to be motzi them. Ram Gamliel and Shiach Tzibur motzi esaram midei chavasan. Ram Gamliel disagrees. He says there's nothing wrong with the Shiach Tzibur being motzi everybody their chiyuv in davening. So the Mishnah said that the shir of tkiyah is the length of three truas. So I asked the Gemara, Vatanya shir Tkiya Kitrua. We have another brisa. We have a brisa that contradicts our mission. It says the shear of a tkiya is the length of one trua. Amrabai Tana Didan Kachashiv Tkiya Dekulabavi. Utruas Dekulabavi. The Tana of our Mishnah, when it says shear tkiya, he meant to consider the tkiyos of all of the sdarim and the truos of all of the sdarim. Meaning, when the Tana says shear tkiya, he does not mean one tkiya. He means to give the shear of all of the first tkiyos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And he's saying that the shear of the three initial tkiyos before each trua is the shear of three truos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. But by each of them, the shear of a tkiyah is just the length of one trua. The tan of bara, the tan of the brisa, kachashiv chad bavavasu lo, is considering one set, and that's it. Meaning, when he says the shear tkiyah, he means the shear of a single tkiyah, and the shear of a single tkiyah is the length of a single trua. So, main point, we have a stira between our mishnah and our brisa, where the shear tkiyah is like three truos, or the shear tkiyah is like one trua. And we resolve the contradiction that a single tekiah is like one trua. The shear of all three tekiahs is like three truas. The Mishnah had said, though, shear trua kishalosh yavavos, that the shear of a trua is the length of three yavavos. So says Gemara Vatani, but doesn't the Bryce say shear trua kishalosh shvarim, that the shear of a trua is like three shvarim, and shvarim are longer than yavavos? Amar Abai Bahava de Pligi. That's definitely a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Bryce. There's no resolve. According to the Shita of the Mishnah, a trua is the length of three tiny sounds. According to the Braisa, a trua is the length of three shvarim, which are three slightly longer sounds. Dichsiv, yom trua yelechem, umetargaminan, yom yabava yehelachon. So trua and yavava are the same. So the machlokas sanaim is, how long is yavava? Uksiv bi'ime de Sisra. It says by the mother of Sisra when he didn't return from war, that she was crying, but it uses that lashon of yavava. So Marsav, the Tana of the Braisa, holds that the shir trua is three shvarim. He holds that the crying of Sisra's mother, that's described as yavava, is gnuche ganach. It's a groan where it's a little bit of a longer sound. Umarsav, the Tana of the Mishnah, holds that the trua is three yavavos. Savri Yalil holds that it's much shorter sound. It's like a quicker type of a cry. So, main point number two, the machlokas, whether shir trua is three avavos or three shvarim, depends on how you understand the crying of the mother of Sisra. So now the Gemara is going to bring the entire brisa that we use as the source for the length of tkios and the various dinim related to that. Tana Rabbanan, minayin shav shofar. How do I know that a trua, when it says trua in the Torah by Rosh Hashanah, that has to do with the shofar, not with chatzotzos, for example? It doesn't say shofar in the parsha. So Tama Lomar, because the pasuk says by Yom Kippur of Yovel, v'avarta shofar trua. Over there it actually says shofar by Yom Kippur. Ainli alabiyovel. So I would only know from there that by Yovel you use a shofar. Brosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know that the same is true for Hashanah? Tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. That's why it says b'chodesh hashvi. Shein tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. You shouldn't have to say b'chodesh hashvi. We know that Yom Kippur is always in the seventh month. Uma tamalom b'chodesh hashvi. Why did it say b'chodesh hashvi? Shu kol truos shel chodesh shvi zekazeh. To tell me that the various truos that we blow during the seventh month should all be the same as each other, meaning they should all be with a shofar. So that's a very critical main point. The Torah never tells us we need to use a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. We only know it because we link all tekios that are blown through the month of Tishrei. And how do I know that you're supposed to blow a tekiya before a trua? Tamalomar vavarta shofar trua. From the lashon vavarta, we learn that it has to be a long sound, because it's and that comes before the trua. So we learn that it should be before the trua. Minayin shapshuta lachra. How do I know you make a long sound after the trua? Tamalomar ta'aviru shofar. After it mentions the trua, it again says ta'aviru shofar. Havaras kol. Havaras kol. Ta'aviru is a lashon of a long sound. Vainly it'll be over. I only know that you have to flank the trua with two tekios during the Yom Kippur of Yovel. Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know you need to do the same thing? Rosh Hashanah tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Same limit we had before. Shein tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Shouldn't have to say in the seventh month because I already know the Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Uma tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Why does the Torah have to identify the seventh month to teach me sheyu kol truos chodesh shvi zekazeh, that all the truos that you blow during the seventh month are similar to each other? Minayin l'shalosh l'shalosh l'shalosh. And how do I know that the seder is three each? How that you blow three times tkiyah truah tkiyah malchias achronos and shofros? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says Vavarta Shofar Chua, Shabbos and Zichron Chua, Yom Chua Yelechem. So two of those psukim are by Rosh Hashanah, one of them is by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and we add them all up. Uminayin Litein Esamar Shal Zabizeh Vishal Zabizeh. How do I know to apply the psukim about Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur and the psukim about Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar Shvi Shvi L'Gzer Shava. That's again, we have Shvi Shvi L'Gzer Shava. We learn from the Gzer Shava that we said before, it says Shvi Be Rosh Hashanah, it says Shvi Be Yom Kippurim, so we link them. Ketzad, so how do you do the tkios? Shalosh Shehin Tesha. Three Siddarim, which is nine tkios. It's Kia, Trua, Tkia, three times. Shir Tkia, Kitrua, and Shir Trua, Kishlosh Shvarim. And then the Brisa concludes with what we had quoted previously from the Brisa, that the length of a Tkia is a Trua, and the length of a Trua is Shlosh Shvarim. So I guess the previous main point should have been that we learned three things from the link between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That you have to use a shofar, that you need a pshuta lefaneha and a pshuta lachra, you need to flank the trua with tkios, and that it's got to be three sets of three. So all of that is learned from linking Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. So Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up from there, we'll pick up with Hai Tana, which is an analysis of this brisa, and when we do Daf Lamed Daled Aleph.